Ever wonder why your business shows profit on paper, but your bank account tells a different story? You're not alone. Most entrepreneurs are unknowingly sabotaging their financial clarity by paying themselves a laughably low salary, often around $30,000, while convincing themselves they're being fiscally responsible. This isn't modesty. It's a dangerous illusion that distorts every financial decision you make. Here's the uncomfortable truth. If you got hit by a bus tomorrow, what would your family need to pay someone to replace you? That's your real salary, not whatever arbitrary number helps you sleep at night. When you underpay yourself, you're not building a sustainable business. You're creating a house of cards that looks profitable until reality comes knocking. Think of your business as livestock. You can either nurture a cow that provides daily milk for years or slaughter it for one feast. Most entrepreneurs unknowingly choose the barbecue by failing to pay themselves properly. When your market value is $100,000, but you're only drawing $30,000, you're accumulating what's called sweat equity, the unpaid value you're pouring into the business. Track this meticulously. This becomes especially critical with partnerships, where fairness doesn't mean equality. Every ship needs one captain, not a committee. If you have partners or investors, quantify everything up front: market wages, responsibilities, and repayment expectations. The businesses that fail aren't usually killed by bad products. They're suffocated by financial self-deception. By paying yourself properly from the start, you'll know exactly what replacing yourself costs and can accurately assess whether you're building something valuable or just buying yourself an expensive job. Traditional break-even thinking is a death sentence. Below 5% pre-tax profit signals crisis. At 10%, you have a good business. At 15% or higher, you have a great business, though markets eventually correct such margins. Once you hit $1 million in revenue, you should be both profitable and paying yourself properly. Between $1 to $5 million lies the black hole, a dangerous zone where you must add staff and infrastructure before you can truly afford it. This is where businesses die. Two companies illustrate this. Company A grew from $2 million to $4 million, but added labor without ensuring gross profit growth, eventually shrinking back to rebuild. Company B maintained profits above 10% throughout, taking minimal distributions until they had reserves and only adding labor when necessary. The difference between 5% and 15% pre-tax profit isn't just 10 percentage points. It's the difference between mediocrity and wealth creation. Over 5 years, a 15% business generates $527,350 in after-tax distributions versus $209,900 for a 10% business. The final valuations are even more dramatic. The 15% business reaches nearly $2.4 million, triple the value of a 5% business. Labor productivity trumps everything. Think of your business like an NFL team under a salary cap. Everyone spends the same on labor, but winners maximize productivity per dollar. For a $1 million revenue business targeting 10% profit, $100,000, you have $900,000 for expenses. After non-salary costs, $400,000, you're left with $500,000 for all salaries, including yours. This is your salary cap. The optimal rhythm? Reach 15% profit, add employees to drive profit back toward 10%, then grow back to 15%, creating an upward spiral. Most entrepreneurs hire too quickly and fire too slowly. A hiring mistake during the $2 to $3.5 million revenue phase is catastrophic. It increases labor costs without increasing revenue. Hire slowly, fire quickly, and use personality profiles or consulting arrangements before permanent hires. Every business needs 8 key areas covered: CEO leadership, sales, marketing, operations, IT, finance, customer service, and HR. You can outsource most functions, but two are nearly impossible to delegate: CEO and sales. Outsourcing sales means you don't own customer relationships, a recipe for disaster. Cash is the ultimate opportunity magnet, yet most entrepreneurs can't explain where profits disappear. Made $100,000 but only have $25,000 in the bank? That's not mysterious, it's physics. Four forces control cash flow in strict priority: paying taxes, repaying debt, reaching your core capital target, typically 2 months of operating expenses, and taking distributions. This hierarchy isn't negotiable. Distributions come last. Taking money prematurely, like paying personal expenses through the business, creates tax nightmares and potentially pierces your corporate veil, destroying legal protections. Credit lines are entrepreneurial crack cocaine, addictive because they postpone hard decisions. A true line of credit zeroes out for at least 30 consecutive days annually. Otherwise, it's an evergreen loan, signaling vulnerability. You can't build wealth until you eliminate debt. During downturns, debt-free businesses survive while others collapse. One building supply owner thrived during recessions by using cash to buy inventory at massive discounts while competitors failed. Only after paying taxes, eliminating debt, and reaching your core capital target should you consider distributions. Culture and profitability aren't opposing forces. A positive atmosphere shouldn't excuse poor productivity. Pay market-based wages for specific roles, never cost-of-living adjustments. The salary economy drives living costs, not vice versa. When employees perform at different levels but earn similar wages, either raise the underpaid high performer or address the overpaid underperformer. Conduct formal reviews twice yearly, focusing on career planning and development paths. Evaluate five critical areas: teamwork, customer connection, productivity, recognizing both steady workers and burst performers, profitability contribution, and skill development. Open book management replaces rumors with facts, helping employees understand their role in company success. Many entrepreneurs mistakenly use incentive plans as leadership substitutes. Most employees aren't truly motivated by financial incentives, despite claims otherwise. The key is creating an environment where productivity expectations are clear, performance is measured fairly, and development opportunities are genuine. Five essential elements drive business value: customers, employees, processes and know-how, core capital, and intellectual property. Understanding your business's economic value reveals when it's underperforming and establishes fair terms for selling, offering employee shares, or bringing in partners. A blended approach, combining the last 3 years of pre-tax profit with equity, assets minus liabilities, typically aligns with available after-tax cash flows over 5 years, creating fundable deals. For 50-50 shareholder buyouts, use this elegant mechanism. One shareholder sets the price, the other chooses whether to buy or sell at that price. This forces genuinely fair terms. Higher profitability matters tremendously because of its multiplication effect. Every percentage point of profit improvement compounds over time, creating wealth that extends far beyond monthly distributions. Financial clarity demands brutal honesty, not complex spreadsheets. One client struggled with debt for years until he stopped lying to himself about distributions, managed labor costs with a salary cap, and eliminated business debt within 18 months. Though initially shocked by his tax bill, he had the cash to pay it. The following year brought greater profitability, allowing him to eliminate personal debt and build real wealth, a 14-year overnight success achieved by facing financial truth. Your business should fund your life, not consume it. Pay yourself properly, maintain 10% minimum pre-tax profit, maximize labor productivity, respect the four forces of cash flow, pay taxes as you go, and build team culture around productivity. These aren't revolutionary concepts, they're fundamental truths most entrepreneurs ignore until it's too late. The numbers in your business tell either truth or a comforting lie. Reality always wins. The only question is whether you'll face it in time to build something valuable or discover it when everything falls apart. Financial discipline isn't about restriction. It's about creating freedom to make choices based on what you want, not what desperation demands.